Enoch took the stroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just led him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. And shady green pastures, so rich and sweet, God leads his dear children along, where the waters are flowing,
bathes the weary one's feet.
God leads his dear children along, some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some true great sorrow, but God gives us all. And the night season and all the day long.
Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright,
God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkness of night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all, and the night season and all the day long.
Do sorrows befall us and Satan oppose,
God leads his dear children alone. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children alone. Some through the fire and some through the blood. Some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all. In the night season and all the day long. Away from the mire, away from the clay, God leads his dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all. In the night season and all the day long.
Do sorrows befall us and Satan oppose,
God leads his dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some true to blood, some true to fire, but all true to blood. Some true to sorrow, but God gives a song, and the night season, and all the day long.
Shadows all around us,
darkness come to hide our way. Don't despair, the night is ending, the clearer sky will greet the day. There's a brighter day coming, soon our heartaches will be gone. Sorrow won't be a memory, and the light of heaven's dawn. Even in the blackest midnight, I have a lamp to guide my way. For the light of God's love shining in my heart turns the darkness into day. There's a brighter day coming. Soon our heartaches will be gone. Sorrow will be a memory, and the light of heaven's dawn. Even in the blackest midnight, I have a lamp to guide my way. For the light of that love shining in my heart turns the darkness into day. There's a brighter day
coming, soon our
hearts will be gone. Sorrow won't be a memory, and the light of heaven's dawn. And the light of heaven's dawn. You know, if the truth be told, there's a brighter day that's here. It's not coming. Once you get out of the religion, all that junk out of your system, religion and sex and all that filth, then the brighter day's here, eh? That's what holds up people from having a brighter day. All the hang-ups and the worldliness and all that garbage, false teachings, false religions, and see a crystal clear picture of what the Bible says. Then brighter days here. That's why we have to go through it. We have to go through to flush all that stuff out of our system. We're not home yet, children, so keep your eyes down the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus, and our loved ones gone before. There's a better day yet coming, we're not home yet. This old world is filled with disappointment and trouble every day. Many times I get discouraged, and I almost lose my way. Then I remember I'm just a pilgrim in this troubled world below. That's the reason I keep singing as I go. We're not home yet, children, so keep your eyes on the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus, and our loved ones gone before. There's a better day yet coming, we're not home yet. There's a land filled with milk and honey, just waiting for me. Someday Jesus will come and take me over that sea. And I'm asking, watching and waiting in this troubled world below. There's one thought that keeps me singing as I go. We're not home yet, children, so keep your eyes on the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus and our loved ones down before. There's a better day yet coming. We're not home yet. There's a land filled with milk and honey just waiting for me. Someday Jesus will come and take me over that sea. And I must keep watching and waiting in this troubled world below. That's one thought that keeps me singing as I go. We're not home yet, children, but keep your eyes on the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus and our loved ones gone before. There's a better day yet coming. We're not home yet. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me, o'er in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, the judgment day is coming. What an awful day it will be. Christ forever is my refuge. Rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me, o'er in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. At the sounding of the trumpet, at the dawning of the day, worldly pleasures with their treasures shall forever pass away. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me, o'er in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Poor lost sinner will be crying for the home they'll never see. But the ransom will be singing, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home. Genesis 6. Verse 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. See that word also? For that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. So the Lord said, my spirit will not remain in humankind indefinitely. Since they are mortal, they will remain for 120 more years. Da sprach der Herr, die Menschen wollen sich von meinem Geist nicht mehr strafen lassen. Denn sie sind Fleisch, ich will ihnen noch Frist geben, 120 Jahre. There's something in here that you got to use different translations. And it comes out here in this King James, for my spirit will not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. See, we're made up of two parts, mm-hmm. See? And the key here is, like it was when Adam had son of Seth, and then when Seth had children, didn't begin men to call on the name of the Lord. And for a long time, that's what led him. If you got to step back and look at things in the light of the scriptures. There was a time when these sons of Seth, they were just considered mm-hmm. about one thing, and that's it. And eventually, as time went on, they just kind of let it go, you know? And they began to get involved with this fiddle down and all. You see, the devil knows when to show up. That's why we have to be in the ball 24/7. Because if we don't, we're going to do what it says here. My spirit will not always strive with man. See, that he's also flesh. Because if you don't walk in the Spirit, if you don't put in every effort to keep that Spirit man alive, guess what will take over? Just when you're all wore out, the devil will come and he'll take you out into a different direction. And he'll let the flesh take control of your life. And we've seen it time and time again where people that we know of, they were on fire for the Lord, and all of a sudden they come up with things that we didn't even know existed. They drop the truth, and they come up with lies and with things that's not true. And you wonder, where did they get that from? Well, they get it here, right here from this scripture, because it says man is also flesh. Mm-hmm. They follow after the flesh thing, uh-huh. after the lies, after everything that's not godly. And that's what happens. That's why it's so important to endure to the end, you know? We see it right in front of our very eyes. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to stop for a moment in time just to give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord, and just allow us to walk in spirit and truth. And I pray, Lord, you'll just help us to be overcomers in the day and hour we're living in, to continue to just walk in the spirit so that we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh, because we realize, Lord, by looking into your word that Satan is always on the prowl, always seeking. If you can't get you to drop the truth, get you to drop reality, get you to drop that zeal for God, and then he wants to infiltrate his garbage, which said all throughout history, Lord. And we just pray you continue to lead and guide us by your Spirit. Help us to endure to the end, Lord. Do it as you see fit, because we realize in these closing days of time, we got all these forces coming against us. So we just pray, Lord, you continue to bless us. Do it as you see fit. Most of all, Lord, I pray you give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Yeah, that's a problem in mankind. It's a lot in it. to endure to the end. I just noticed when I step back and look at how many people we used to know, and all of a sudden they're okay with somebody telling them we're in the third day. And you wonder, why is it like that? Well, you see it here when people don't want to be led by the Spirit of God anymore. Then guess what? Like I say, the devil, he's right there. He knows exactly when you're wore out. That's why I consider when the Lord brought you on board, I was all wore out, and I could have gone. I was tired of fighting by myself all the time. And then the Lord knew when to bring you on board. If that wasn't been the case, I would have been disintegrated just like everybody else. I would have gone out and left field because, like I say, I was all wore up, and then you came on board, and then the devil, when you came on board, the devil couldn't come in. And see, that's a dangerous part when you're all wore out from fighting. Mm-hmm. And you came along, and then without you, I would have never made it. I would just be another casualty along the road of life, but God saw something in me that he saw it was worth salvaging. And mm-hmm. if it wasn't for you and I, this here truth, it would not be sustained. There was nobody out there that'll tell people the truth. They'll tell them the hour we're living in. They wouldn't tell them about the importance of the ministry of Raymond M. Jackson and Brother Brennan, because right now you look around, there's not one blip. Not one blip on YouTube. All it is just tables of vomit. I listened to that thing yesterday about that church up there. They sometimes they go on YouTube and they have their service on YouTube and
Fort Pitt.
Yeah, everybody knows about them. They're kind of a renegade colony, and then they figure they're going to do their own thing, try to do it better than the colony. Well, their own thing, it all leads up to destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I live in that kind of wonder. How could these people listen to that stuff? But see, they don't know any better. They don't know about the seven stars that Jesus back before he left the scene, he said, this is going to be eternal life that they believe in them whom I will send. Because throughout the grace age, you're going to need a solid footing. Because if not, everybody comes up with their own ideas. And he's going to have these seven stars, these seven angels to every church age to keep things in line. Because, even when he was still here, there was people claiming that they got something and they took him out and out somewhere in the desert that they've never heard of since. And even after when the apostles were there, they even pretended like they're the apostle Paul. This is something that they put the forged Paul signature as if it was from the apostle Paul. And that's how these infiltrators began to infiltrate and see if they didn't have no compass. Then they went out to left field. But see, we have a compass. When Jesus said on the Isle of Patmos, when he met John, he said, he showed him these seven stars that he held at his right hand. Then he goes on to explain, these are the seven angels to the seven churches. He said, if you want to stay in line, if you want to stay intact, then you just do what these seven angels tell you to do. And that seventh angel for the church is the latest here. We say it over and over again. But you've got to have something to stabilize you, something in the scripture to keep you on course. Because, like I say, I was listening to that guy yesterday on YouTube, and man, it actually completely makes you sick. When you know they, then you realize the importance of these seven stars, how that angel of the church here, the Laodicea, they prepared Brother Branham to do whatever, because as time goes on, that angel is going to take his vocal cord and he's going to tell him what to preach. And for 40 years, it was that angel speaking. And you and I, when we heard it, we knew there's something more than a man here. There's got to be something else. And then we saw the importance of the seven stars, and that all that Brother Branham was, he was not something to be worshipped. He was just a vocal cord of that angel. And Laodicea is such a critical time that God had to continue on with Brother Jackson. Because if not, there'd be a gap and everybody and their dog would come along with their own idea. But see, We stabilized ourselves because we saw it in the scripture, the importance of that seven church age messenger, the church age of Laodicea. And like I say, then he took Brother Jackson's vocal cord, and then we were all being tested when he went off the scene. And here we are, you and I, we're just holding on to the fort, holding on to the things that we have been taught. We're not preachers. We're just having a conversation here, just like we've always done. That's all you ever wanted, somebody that I could have a talk with, somebody that I could converse with. Like we said the other day, that's all we ever wanted in life, somebody to fellowship with, and that's what we're doing. We're just going down to the Temor, and we're having a conversation. And that's all it is. We're not preaching. And then the Lord gave us our job description. This is what you do. You hold on to the things that you have been taught. He literally spoke it into your spirit when Brother Jex went off the scene. Mm-hmm. And he's seen all this confusion arising to the service. Simply because before you can come up with, we're in the third day. First you have to drop the truth before you can come up with the diabolical so-called truths that is it. And then on and on it went. And then here you were sitting here, and the Lord gave you a scripture. Remember the things you've been taught. Remember who you've been taught of. And that's a stabilizing factor that you got to remember where you learned it from Brother Jackson. Because, like I say, once he went off the scene, you got nothing but confusion out here. And nothing that's worth even fit for a doctor. That's why sometimes when I go on YouTube, I think to myself, how fortunate we are that we have the truth for our day. We heard that angel. This is a revelation that God, it actually comes from God. You're actually listening to God when you're listening to these two great men. This is the revelation that God gives to Jesus, to give to the angel. And then the angel gave it to Brother Branham. Then he goes off the scene. The angel took the vocal cords of Brother Jacks. And then he goes off to sea, and we're all being tested. We're just continuing on from what that angel said. What you hear here is 100% the truth. And unless you get a revelation that this is the truth, this is the final chapter, you're just going to be let out in darkness and let out. Eventually, you're going to believe we're in the third day. You're going to believe we're after 2 days. And then once you read it in the scripture, how first of all, like it says, my spirit will not always strive with men, seeing that he is also flesh. Mm-hmm. And then the flesh takes over. And what is that? The flesh will, you'll believe a lie, and you'll believe all that garbage that's out there today. Mm-hmm. You've got nothing to stabilize yourself with.
Because when you will go over the genealogy from Adam down to Noah, you will find out from Adam to, I would say, Enoch, Methuselah. I believe Methuselah was the last pure seed from the line of Seth before that seed started intermingling with the line of Cain and became corrupted. Because when you will read further down, it says in Genesis 6:12, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. So you will see that something transpired there then, that all flesh became corrupted because it all intermingled with that carnal man of that serpent seed. And you come to Noah, Noah found grace in the eyes of God, and God was able to use Noah to save 8 souls from that previous era of the world before the flood happened. And then you can see why God wanted to preserve a line of genealogy because of the Lord Jesus Christ, of coming down through time through that genealogy of Noah had 3 sons, Sem, Ham, and Japheth. And out of the line of Shem came the Israelites. And you can trace it all back in genealogy that God promised the Redeemer there in the garden with Adam and Eve that he will send somebody who make right the fall of Adam and Eve there in the garden. And that's why we need a Savior. But we also have to realize there is an enemy out there. And the early church were very much aware of the tactics of Satan and what he uses. And that's why they were able to combat all the tactics through that lion beast that was in the early church. And they combated that Antichrist spirit. But when they fell asleep, the enemy was able to come in and infiltrate it. That's why Nicaea Rome happened. That's why the church went into the dark ages, and that seed practically died of the early church, and then after that, Martin Luther, there was the Reformation period there, and he brought it out of that dark age estate that it was in the church, and slowly started restoring it back to what the early church had, and that's what the ministry of Brother Brenham did. He took all the truths that God had restored from the 1500s down to the 1900s, and he took them all and he brought them all together to bring to clothe people with the revelation of the early church. That's what God required. But we know that the devil doesn't sleep. He's still out and about prowling and seeing how he can come in and change and do his tactics. And he has very many forms, and he's got very many shades of colors, Satan. And he uses all those shades on mankind because he knows where man is weak.
Yeah.
And he's able to infiltrate. Like the prime example is in America. America was founded on Christian moral principles and the virtues of the Christian principles of living a moral, upright life, and on the basis of the Bible, on those basis of the foundation of the Bible, that you live a life that is in a high standard. It's not a sloppy life of everything goes. It's a high standard living. Mm-hmm. When you will look at the principles and the statutes of the Word of God, and David goes over God's statutes, and that's how God created man to be, and always on guard and being on alert. And you can see what's happened in America, that they allowed a lot of these communistic Marxism and radicalism into the country, and it infiltrated the country, and it infiltrated the Democratic Party, so that now a Marxist mayor is in New York City. And that's how the devil does it. And that Marxist spirit, he knew how the human being works. He can use certain individuals, so like, and Paul talks about these individuals that the devil can use and come in and they check out your liberty and see where he can get in. And that's what the Marxist calls them, the useful idiots. Mm-hmm. He uses these individuals, the devil, to infiltrate, and once he's in, he kills. He steals, destroys, and kills till there's nothing left. And that's why the America has been on the hit list from day number one, is because of the principles that it was founded on Christian virtues and principles of the Bible. And the devil can't stand that, and he was under attack. And that's why when you will look at the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, how the devil, he knew he had to get in there, because if he doesn't destroy it, then this thing is going to pick up momentum and just flourish. And the devil cannot handle that. That's why when Brother Brenham Jackson went off the scene, the devil was just there, mm-hmm. and he could just, because people are so ignorant of his tactics, that he could just sweep them away, just like nothing.
A sniper. Mm-hmm. Took Alan and right out of the gate. Alan, we're in the third day. Along comes the rest of them, we're after 2 days. See how Satan does it? Simply because these people, they had to leave the truth. Mm-hmm. Drop the truth and then believe this garbage. Mm-hmm. And see, that's why you and I have such a tremendous responsibility, that we hold on to the truth that's been given to us. That's why we have to fight 24/7, right. Because Satan is trying to invade his here circle. He tried it with these people that came through here, like Jeremy, man, 11. If you want to be on the ball, I was ready to be swept away from him, from his tactics. And it was so subtle that you're still, even to this day, we're still reeling from it. Anyway, I am sometimes. But see what the devil did. He sent them that guy in here to see if he can't get his foot in the door and destroy it. But see, we were on the ball, and the Lord gave me a dream, and I saw my train being derailed, and I wondered what it was. What's that? It's because of that Jeremy. He's trying to, the devil sent him in to destroy us. But see, we were sober, we were vigilant, we were like that early church. We were not ignorant of Satan's devices and his tactics. Then he used that can to, oh man, we've been going to hell and high water to get to where we are today. But see, we're in the ball. That's why we're in a fight. We're fighting all the time, because if we don't fight all the time, if we're not in the war, if not in the fight, then Satan will come in. And as long as we stay on course, as long as we do the things that the Lord has given us to do, our assignment, hold on to the truth that we've been given, to let people know where we are in time, and to let people know how important it is to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jack. If you don't have that, you'll be like that that Fort Pitt, that colonel I was listening to yesterday, that's on YouTube. It's not fit for a dog to eat. It's just tables of vomit. Mm-hmm. What the YouTubers and these preachers out there are trying to tell mm-hmm. you, because they're not interconnected with these seven stars. Amen. It's so important to be interconnected with what happened throughout the crazy. Because believe you me, like I said, Satan, he is waiting and waiting where he can come in, and as soon as there's a little crack, he's like a dirty old rat. He comes in and see if he can't destroy it. But see, that's why you and I have to be on the ball 24/7. That's why we get up early in the morning to pray in the day, to keep on praying when we sing this song, to keep us alert, to keep us above the fray, and to make sure that the devil does not have a foothold. Because the minute, believe you me, it's exactly what it says back in Revelation. Seeing that man is also flesh. Because mm-hmm. once you drop that spirit, once you quit walking in the spirit, that flesh will take over, and what will happen? It'll take you out to hell and that, and you'll happen exactly what happened before the flood. But see, we're on the ball. We're not like a piece of driftwood. Mm-hmm. You know, the driftwood, it never fights a driftwood. It just drifts down the road, down the river, and then sometimes it gets stuck in the bushes, and then along comes some more water and some rain, and then it lifts out, and then it drifts on until it gets stuck again. That's how people are. They're too lazy to go out and do things. That's how I'm told that Jeremy when he came through. Jeremy was like you're like a piece of driftwood. You only go as far as you can, then you're always depending on other people to take another step of the way. That's why he'd still be living here if he could, here in that corner on that mattress, if we wouldn't have told him to go back home and tell what the Lord did for him. He'd still be here looking for an easy street. But see, he doesn't want to fight. He doesn't want to, like a piece of driftwood. That's the way people are. But mm-hmm. see, you and I, we keep fighting. We keep ourselves alert.
And that's why the devil can use people like that, because they're prime host for the mm-hmm. devil to use to do his dirty work, is because they never really do anything and serve a purpose in life. And that's why the Marxist calls these individuals useful idiots. It's because the devil can use these people in America, like you can see, like the Bernie Sanders, you can see the Schumer guy. These people are useful idiots that the devil can use because they have such an ideology and such a hatred for the things of God. That the devil uses these people, and he just slowly, bit by bit, infiltrates it until he's got it. And one day you're going to see it's going to self-implode. Mm-hmm. It's just going to collapse, because, you know, evil can never triumph, and it will never, never triumph, because the devil met his seal back in the prehistoric hour. He met his judgment when God judged him, mm-hmm. and he created hell for the devil and his angels. Now he's just around for testing of the human race to see if you're going to be found worthy, mm-hmm. That God is going to be able to take you into that millennium so that you could help the Lord Jesus Christ with the restitution, with I'm redeeming the whole planet and creation back to God.
And in order to be useful there, you have to have perfect understanding. See, we can tell people exactly what's going on out there. We can tell them about the Democrat Party in the States. It's pure, 100% controlled by Satan.
Yeah.
And the Liberal Party here in Canada is 100% sold out to destroy Western civilization.
Yeah.
That Carney and there, he's that Trudeau on steroids. And they have only one ambition behind it, is the spirit of Satan to destroy Western civilization.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, it'll take the grace of God to preserve this country. That's why the Lord raised up Donald Trump to fight all these forces. And if God didn't show up and leave you me, this country and America would be completely destroyed. And now you can see how it's coming to fruition with the Democrat Party, pure satanic, the Liberal Party here in Canada, pure diabolic, and they here, yeah, like I say, behind it, everything, there's a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a spirit to destroy Western civilization because it was found on Judeo-Christian principles. And just like you say, Satan will never triumph. If he would ever be allowed to triumph, he would have triumphed back there, way back in the prehistoric way, when he went up against God and he decided in his heart, I'm going to go up and I'm going to unseat God and I'm going to take over. But see, God came and showed up and he just put him out of commission and threw him down into hell. And here again, it's the same thing. God allows things to go so far, then he just shuts it down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he allowed the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson to become so corrupt and so polluted. But see, he had preserved you and me to hold on to this truth, and they're going to have to get past our watch. And we see the dangers now of the Branham out there, even worse than denominations out there. And what they're making Brother Jackson and the eyes of the world, or Brother Branham and the eyes of the world, immaterial, because they see that the world sees through that Branhamite thing, how it just become another cult. And then it went down to Brother Jackson, what they're doing now, when the Lord gave me that dream about these minefields, they're working overtime. All these ministers, all these preachers, now they're working overtime to destroy everything Brother Jackson ever taught. And then, like what God does, he lets everything dwindle down right to the very last, and then he raises you and I up to hold on to the truth that has been delivered to us in the church here, the leadership. That's why we can say we got the whole counsel of God. That's why we can advise people to come and sit under the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson and to listen to what we have to say here, because that's the last chapter from the grace age.
Mm-hmm.
You can go 2,000 years of grace. This is the last final chapter, and if you can only get yourself to a place where you can believe what we're saying, it'll take you right to the marriage supper of the Lamb, because other than that, there is nothing left. Then it switches into a different dimension, because we're right now in a transition period. Once you miss the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, you're going to have to get your head chopped out, because the grace age is over. Grace is not over, but the grace age is over. The 2,000 years of Hosea 6:2 are over. They're it's over, done with. Now we're in that little season of time where there's an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And if you can't accept that, then you, like I say, you're going to have to go into the other dimension, into that other chapter where you, blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. And then you're going to have to go through the day of the Lord and the separation of the goats and the sheep. To you and I, everything is so simple and so perfectly set up by God back when he had that great counsel with himself. And he made a blueprint. And we just happened to tap in and read the blueprint. And then what we're saying here is going to happen exactly, because we got it from the ministry of these two great men. They preached their heart out for 40 years. And we're just telling you what they preached on it. And that's where we get our information from.
Right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We just had this conversation around your word, Lord, and we just pray that you'll help us endure to the end. Give us the grace, Lord, to be on guard, Lord, and be sober and vigilant in the hour that we're living in, that we can combat the tactics of the enemy, Lord, because he's always prowling around the house of God to see who he can devour. We pray, Lord, that you'll give us the grace, Lord, to be sober, be vigilant in the day and hour we're living in, and be on guard of all his tactics. And we just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.